Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holtis.
Really quickly, want to give you guys an update. Kansas is up 53-46. It is 10 minutes left in the game. Flory Badunga, he is leading Kansas in scoring. He has 18.7 rebounds. He also has 3 blocks right now. There's a TV timeout. We'll continue to keep you updated. Rob, the text line is telling me Melvin Council's out there knocking down threes for you guys. Look at that. Go to Vegas. Change your luck. That's how things work. Our guest, Mitch Holtis, he is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Incorporated, and also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. We're very happy right now to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch, happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Do you have a Missouri Southern update?
I do not have a Missouri Southern update. I wish that I had one, but I don't have one today.
Okay, go Lions. I don't even know when they play again, football or any kind of event. But anyway, yeah, Moso, baby. Yes, this is, you got me on a Monday and a Tuesday in the same day. I'm literally a foot away from Matt McMullen, senior team reporter of the Kansas City Chiefs. But we're putting together 2 days in one, and it's a short week, baby. Got to roll.
Absolutely. So, Mitch, let's just start with this. This is what I led the show with today. I think this is as grim for the Chiefs that it's been since the fourth quarter of the first Super Bowl against San Francisco when they were down 20-10. The Chiefs were not playing well up to that point. And a lot of the mistakes that the Chiefs had made that got them to 5-5 were starting to pop up. Red zone inefficiencies, penalties, fumbles, turnovers, all of those things that kind of reared their ugly head. And it was just like the Chiefs magically out of nowhere just flipped a switch. Their defense, the last 12 plays for the Colts went 13 yards. Patrick Mahomes, the last drives for Kansas City since the or after the Kareem Hunt fumble, 11 for 17 for 160 yards passing and 22 rushing yards. Man, it is so hard to explain, but some light flipped with Kansas City when they had their backs absolutely up against the wall yesterday against Indianapolis.
It's a culture win. So if you're going to make that parallel to Super Bowl 54, then I would tell you the ingredients of why the game turned is the same. Resolve, resiliency. There's no giving up or saying, that's it, we'll just quit here and go home. There was a defense that decided after having a sudden change, which is very difficult to do. I don't care if you're Olathe Northwest playing Manhattan in the 6A state final. A sudden change in football for a defense is one of the most difficult things to do in sport. And for the sudden change, you're getting your points off the board, essentially losing the ball in the red zone, and to come out with a fervor to get them stopped and to flip the game is very similar to Super Bowl 54. What, we remember Jet Chip Wass. We remember Damian Williams' run day mortality. We remember Kelsey's touchdown. what we forget is how the defense just stunned San Francisco in that game. They had 2-3 and outs that totaled 41 seconds in possession time. Three passes knocked down by Chris Jones. Very similar then, if you're going to make that parallel, it's the parallel of the values of this team that have been here since Andy Reid drove into the parking lot. That's one. And then two, the fact that the defense turned the game with some resolve when there was no real emotion behind him. The crowd was great. Chris Jones got him going, but they had to create the situation. It wasn't there, and they took over and got a strip sack at the three. They just was able to grind and flip the game.
Yeah, I was just going to make that point. I'm happy that you brought up Chris Jones, because to get the Chiefs out of this hole that they have created, you're going to need your stars to be stars to do this. I thought you saw great emotional leadership from two people. I think you saw it from Travis Kelce when the fumble happened for Kareem Hunt and he goes up to him. And I thought that was a very pivotal moment on the sideline. Hey, my brother, we got you. We can pick this thing up. I think you also saw it from Chris Jones, not only getting his team involved, but also getting the fans involved. I think they needed leaders to step up in a big way. And I think those guys who have won championships did that for them on Sunday.
If fans, I would tell them to go watch our interview with Chris. We had him on our Game Rewind show that we put on YouTube live on the Chiefs YouTube channel. Go find that, because Chris Jones has come so far as maturity and leadership and trying to influence the rest of the team. He's not some dude chasing sacks. He's really feeling like he's got a responsibility, not just for the rest of the defense, but for the whole team. And that's a big change in him over the past 3 to 4 years. And he's really matured in that sense and is a big part of this team moving forward. Now, it would have been nice, too, to get some takeaways. Do you know what's hard to do? Is go 6-5 with 9 takeaways. Like, at some point, you got to get some interceptions and fumble recoveries and try to make an impactful big-time defensive play. Maybe that starts this week and Thanksgiving. But defensively, to go 4 straight 3 and outs to hold that team coming in number 1 in the league in yards per game, and the best runner on the planet this year, and to stuff them for 13 yards and 12 plays and 4 straight 3 and outs is a huge testimony to this defense. Now the next step, get some takeaways and maybe influence or even seal a game with a big defensive, not only a stop, but a takeaway.
Right now, we're joined by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, recapping the win yesterday over the Indianapolis Colts. Mitch, you and I have talked about the run game, and I've been kind of banging the drum with just staying consistent in the run game. I thought the Chiefs did that yesterday. They don't win that game without Kareem Hunt and just staying diligent. 30 carries, really showing a commitment to running the ball, controlling the line of scrimmage. I thought that was a major tempo setter for Kansas City, which aided in a win.
Kareem Hunt came into that game 11 times, 3rd and 1. He's converted 9. That's number 1 in the NFL. Second's Josh Jacobs, 7 of 11. Matt McMullen and I talked about it in our pregame show, our field pass show on the field before the game, because we echoed the same thing you said. If this season's going to turn, Kareem Hunt's going to have a hand in it. Now, not running for 70 yards for a touchdown like the 2017 season, but the fact that he gets 30 hard carries for 104 yards is Christian Okoye. It's Barry Word. It's Ed Podolak. He was magnificent yesterday, even if it wasn't something spectacular. And so you hope he's got enough gas in the tank. We're sitting here going to do this again in 72 hours, which is crazy, and to do it on the road. But Kareem Hunt is so valuable to this team, I think way more than maybe even Chiefs fans realize, or for sure the external fans that look at the Chiefs even know or study.
Mitch, think about all the things that have happened in your life, happened in Kansas City since 2017. Is it not crazy that you called Kareem Hunt's first fumble and you just called his second fumble, and they were 8 years apart from one another?
Yeah, that's stupid. I remember that first fumble, like, because we were so hopeful for him, like, ooh, they got this guy to Toledo. And he fumbles, like, oh, no, this can ruin some guy. Well, he doesn't fumble again, you know, for 8 years. But I still see the circle route for like 70 yards and stunning New England in that 2017 game. But Kareem has reinvented himself. To come back here, he, like Chris Jones, has matured. And he also, in his different way, they do it in different ways. Chris is a little more demonstrative. But Kareem, in his own way, knows he can influence and help lead the team. And he has told everybody that wants to listen, jump on my back. And for an athlete to do that, is he'll do the dirty work. I featured him last week on a lot of my shows in the fact that you need the dirty work done, I'll do it. And yesterday it was 130 all-purpose yards. So we just got to get him revved up again. This isn't playing Madden. The fact that we got to get him to quick recover and be an impact in the Dallas game is a feat here, especially where he's at in his career.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, getting his thoughts on what happened yesterday in Chiefs and Colts. Mitch, what do you think the role could potentially be for Damian Pierce? They just got him. I mean, they gave Kareem 30 carries, and you're talking about the quick turnaround in 72 hours. I don't think Kareem's getting another 30 carries. They're going to need another running back contribution. So maybe that's Isaiah Pacheco coming back. Maybe that's more Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Maybe that means more Bashard Smith. But you're not going into Dallas with just one running back like they did against Indianapolis. What do you think the plan could possibly be?
Well, it depends on Pacheco's health. Now, these guys and Rick Burkholder and his staff, and they've never rushed a guy back. In 13 years, I've never seen, hey, and I don't want to kind of do what Daboll did in the Giants, but, you know, he's going to put, Jackson Dart out there or something. But they don't do that here. But this has been a bit, because Pop got hurt, Pacheco got hurt in the Washington game, so he's had some time. But if he's not cleared, he won't go, right? But there's a shot he can play. To me, your answer, the first answer is one that's in parentheses, can Pacheco go? And if he goes, he doesn't have to carry it 30 times. It's just there's got to be someone else, as you alluded to. And if that's Pierce, he's got to do the quick study. I mean, this offense has over 800 plays in it. So you give him a small sample size, you give him a sampler appetizer plate, and you say, can you do these 4 to 5 things? Because don't forget protections here. A running back must have protections as well. So it's not just a, you know, let's just throw a dude out there and go, hey, go do something great. So he could have some contribution because they're looking for that next person to give contribution. But it starts, will Pacheco be healthy or not? Can't answer that on Monday at 4:09.
I think there's a chance that Pierce just ends up being their kicker, their punt returner this week, that is looking for a little bit of pop. He's a guy that's shown the ability to do that in the past. Maybe he's not somebody you feel comfortable giving him carries to, but I could very easily see, especially with the kickoff emphasis, I could see Pierce returning kicks on Thursday.
Well, and they need to get a splash in special teams play. There's got to be a return here. We haven't seen a return like Remigio last year in the playoffs had the 63-yarder. And the 41-yarder. We haven't seen that yet this year. In fact, we've had tons of penalties on it. But there's, I think, and especially a game like this where you're looking for any little thing on a short week to help make a significant play. We know how good Dallas' special teams are. Who's going to give a spark? Is that a block kick? Is that a big return? Set up field position? Try to give you a draw card. Hey, give me a draw card, and the draw card's an ace. That hasn't happened yet this year in special teams, and hopefully that'll happen soon. Pierce could do that. We've seen him do that, yes, in his career as a returner.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz here for a couple of more minutes. Mitch, what do you think the absence of Trey Smith means for the offensive line?
Well, it does a couple things. One, it puts just a lot on the plate of Caliendo, and you go from being a complimentary player to the player. The Chiefs run a lot with that anchor position being the right guard spot, whether that's power runs and whether Trey's play side or he's doing the inside pull guard to guard. So Matias done really good job with it. But Mike's got to do that and do it against a defensive front that's way better now that with Quinnen Williams coming into the fold for the Cowboys. But what it also does, it takes away your sixth offensive lineman. Where Mike's really good, Caliendo, is he comes in as that extra blocker. Now, Jalen Moore was in that role yesterday. I could see that happen again. Jalen's, you know, a little more powerful as a tackle, but it's not what your rhythm has been up to this point. So there's one very obvious answer, and one that's not so obvious, more sublime, in that the Chiefs, if they go to how many snaps will they have with six offensive linemen? Now that's going to be not Caliendo, but more with Caliendo at the right guard spot.
Right now, we're going through some of the top storylines in yesterday's game. Let's switch just a little bit, Mitch. I want to get your thoughts on the Indianapolis Colts. We've seen this happen in years past with Kansas City, and I don't know if it's because Mahomes is playing well that teams try to do it. I thought that yesterday, even though Kansas City was doing a good job in managing Jonathan Taylor, I thought the Indianapolis went away from him late when it was money time, when that's kind of the core and essence of who they are on those final 12 plays. So after the Kareem Hunt fumble, Indianapolis ran 12 plays and got 13 yards. Only three of those ended up being carries to Jonathan Taylor. I thought that they overly relied on Daniel Jones late in that game, and I thought Kansas City took advantage of it.
Did you call the Ravens in the 2023 AFC Championship game?
Yeah, that is exactly what it felt like to me.
Yeah, that happens with teams. They're trying to think, man, we could sit here and just bash our head against the wall and we're not going to get enough to get a first down. We're going to have to get a chunk play. But what part of a left-handed answer to your question would be the fact that Chiefs did a really good job on Alec Pierce and Michael Pittman Jr. and Josh Downs to some extent, and really good job on Tyler Warren. We'd been spent a lot of time on Warren, who had the same amount of catches as Kelsey coming into the game, and that got shut down too. So not only are you shutting down Pittman, shutting down Taylor, you've got everybody else kind of in check. And that's where I think that Jim Bob Cooter, the offensive coordinator of the Colts, is thinking, what are we going to do here? So, yeah, you get perplexed, but you think of the old Titans teams with Vrabel. They would not give up on it. Or the Ravens, usually, they're down 14 to nothing. You go, ooh, man, they got to start throwing now. They go, no. We'll just run it, boom, boom, 8-play drive. We'll score a touchdown. Now we're back within 7. And so, but there was a little bit of an AFC championship feeling, and maybe the crowd was part of that too. They just created this tension for a visiting team.
Mitch, a couple more questions here, and I want to learn what you guys have planned coming up on the Chiefs Kingdom show. I think the million-dollar question that none of us have the answer to is, are the Chiefs going to be able to build off of this? That was a big win, a win that they desperately needed, but job not finished. There's still a lot of work to be done. The Chiefs did a lot of good things in this game. The Chiefs also showed some of their weakness and how they've kind of put themselves in this situation. I think the million-dollar question everybody has is, are the Chiefs going to be able to build off this and turn this one win into some momentum and get hot in the second half of the season?
Well, to do it, they're facing one of the most difficult tasks, I think, in all of professional sports. This might be akin to the NBA back-to-back, or when MLB's got to play like 17 straight games without a day off. When you do the road short week, you have a tough overtime game. Now, I know the Cowboys were overtime too, but they're at home. They get all of their Wednesday. We're traveling on a Wednesday. You basically get a day and maybe a day and a fourth. And so, to answer your question, can the Chiefs build on it? They're going to have to do something extraordinary, and that is come roaring right back within hours to beat a team that's playing at a traditional time. You know what? I'm going to give you a plug. We're going to put a Defending the Kingdom up. We're going to post it probably tomorrow sometime. But as people are driving to their families when your Thanksgiving holidays, I'm going to give you an answer, but I'm going to actually turn you to Defending the Kingdom. Because there are layers to this game. There is emotion to this game that is unusual, that can help you on a short week and give you these shots of adrenaline, like taking an energy drink before you work out, because of the nature of this game. And I can't get into all of it now because of time, but we do in the podcast. It sounds like I'm plugging it. No, just understand, listen to it, and you're going to go, whoa. There's a lot more to this game than I even thought, and that could be something that's an adrenaline shot to the heart, because if you win this game and go 7-5, I think you definitely can build on it. But this is you just turning in your paper in English and going, man, I feel good about it. I did it right at the 11th hour, and then you've got a calc test the next day, or actually in the next hour, it seems like. But that's what this is. But there's just some unusual factors that make this can give you some adrenaline.
It is interesting that the Chiefs have kind of had these points at various times in the season. I mean, this is a really big swing game. There's a major difference in being 7-5 and you're coming back home and you've got that extended weekend and time to get ready for the home game against Houston, then being 6-6 and then again putting yourself in. And that's just going to be the nature of the second half of the season. But if this team is 6-6, they absolutely cannot afford to lose the Houston game. So this is just one of those swing games that they had a couple of weeks ago on the road at Buffalo right before the bye week for them to find themselves in another one of those games Thursday against the Cowboys.
But you're asking them to it. I'm not sure. You could go through this and look at a team that has had as big a challenge as this. You're asking them to go to 7-5 on a short week on the road after an overtime game, after you've also played Sunday night on the road, Monday night on the road, Brazil, blah, 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 blah. you're asking him to do it again. You mentioned there's been swing moments in this season, but you're asking him to do it under very difficult circumstances. That's why I'm saying go to the defending the kingdom. If you get a boost of power and you pull this game off, it feels more than 7-5. This feels like 7.5-5. And you can then to use kind of a mini bye week to charge into December with those final five games and maybe go on a real run. Keep in mind, coach has had a five-game winning streak since 15, I believe. But you can't have a streak unless you get two. And so the second one is a big challenge.
Last thing here, Mitch, what do you guys have planned for Chiefs Kingdom today?
Okay, Gladstone, Northland, where the fans are real. We're going to be, it'll be red and rowdy and raucous. We'll hear from Coach Reed. I had a chance to put together something with Coach Reed earlier today. And then John McGraw will give us some perspective. Here's why. Now, John played 10 years in the league. He also played 2 years in Detroit. And they host the Thanksgiving early game every year. What's it like on a short week? Now, he got to play at home, but he also played short weeks on the road. We're going to give into the challenge of what an NFL athlete has to do to play short weeks, especially this late in the season. So can't miss radio tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom.
That is Mitch Holtis joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work. You'll be able to hear him on 96.5 The Fan on Thursday as the Chiefs go on the road to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Mitch Holtis, his appearances are brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association, and Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, I'm trying to think back, but this is your second time going on the road to Dallas for Thanksgiving, right?
1995. My second year, we had a dinner the night before at Lamar's house, and there's all these antiquities like from like the Renaissance and like Louis the 14th. And I'm like, don't touch anything. Like I'm going to bash into a, you know, I'm Smith Center, right? I'm going to bash into some, oh my gosh, those are the dishes from, you know, the King of Austria. And I'm like, no. So I just stood there and just kind of tried to stay in tight circumstances, but it was an incredible evening. It was wonderful. That was the best part of that whole trip. But we played one of the best Dallas teams of all time. We had a good team, went 13-3 that year. That was supposed to be a preview of the Super Bowl. They win it. We don't make it. But I do remember that dinner the night before. It was just awesome. Lamar and Norma hosted us. But I'm thinking, don't touch anything. Don't look at anything. Just don't be stupid.
That is Mitch Holtis joining us on the show today. Mitch, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, my man.
Same to you.
Thank you,
bro.
Absolutely. That is Mitch Holtis joining us on the show today. I think Mitch said it perfectly there. And I understand this is the job. This is the task. I understand all of that. This is a really, really difficult game to win. I think you could probably argue from a degree of difficulty, this is the hardest game that the Chiefs will have this season. To come off a win at home in overtime against a top five team in the regular season in the Indianapolis Colts, turn around and then play a road Thursday night football game is tough. It's tough. You get 1-2 days of practice between, and they're not physical. These are walkthrough. These are installations. You got to go on the road. Now, the Cowboys, they had a win. They also were at home during this time. So this is one of those, this is another fork in the road moment for this team. We talked about the margin of error, but being 7-5 and you can exhale and you can sit back and think about what you accomplished and winning those two games in a short period of time, and you come home with some confidence, some momentum, with an important AFC tiebreaker wild card kind of game against Houston, or being 6-6 and continuing that nervous feeling that every Chiefs regular season game is just going to have because of the situation that they've put themselves in. KU is pulled apart from Notre Dame. They're up 67-59. Notre Dame got this within 4 points, and Trey White hit a couple of big shots to create a little bit of separation in the game. Kansas is up 67-59, less than 2 minutes left in the game. Rob has not been paying attention to the show for probably the last hour or so. So we hope to get Rob back here coming up after the commercial break. I do want to go back to something that Mitch said, because Mitch pointed out a couple of things that could really help this team in the second half of the season. We'll get to it. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck?
Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I asked Rob to pull this because if I say it, you guys will say I'm being negative and I'm hating. But if Mitch Holtis says it, it won't be perceived that way. Mitch said two very interesting things in his appearance on what the Chiefs need to do in the second half of the season. The first thing is this defense that was very, very good. Very, very good. They have to take the football away more. Here's Mitch Holtis.
It would have been nice, too, to get some takeaways. You know what's hard to do is go 6-5 with 9 takeaways. Like, at some point, you got to get some interceptions and fumble recoveries and try to make an impactful big-time defensive play. Maybe that starts this week and Thanksgiving. But defensively, to go 4 straight 3-and-outs to hold that team coming in number 1 in the league in yards per game, and the best runner on the planet this year, and to stuff them for 13 yards and 12 plays and 4 straight 3-and-outs is a huge testimony to this defense. Now the next step, get some takeaways and maybe influence or even seal a game with a big defensive, not only a stop, but a takeaway.
Rob, did you know that there are only 3 teams in the NFL that have fewer takeaways than Kansas City? The Giants have 7 takeaways this year. The Commanders have 6 takeaways this year. I don't even know how this is possible, but the Jets have 1 takeaway this season. The Jets have forced 1 turnover this year. Obviously, their red zone interceptions are crippling. One of the reasons why they're so crippling is they don't do that to the opposition. They don't get the forced fumble. They don't get the tip ball interception that directly takes points off of the board for the other team. That's going to be really important down the stretch when you're playing an offense like the Cowboys that can score points, that can beat you at all different levels. When you're playing a team like Houston that looks like they're about to get CJ Stroud back, when you're playing Denver, when you're playing Los Angeles, you got to be a team that can take the football away. That is one thing that they have struggled with. Now, some of that is this team just doesn't really get great pressure on the quarterback, and usually that is where turnovers come from. Usually you create turnovers by you're getting pressure, you're deflecting passes, you're disrupting timing, and then you take advantage of it. So if we're looking at the second half of the season and things that this team needs to improve upon and how you can get hot and go on a little bit of a streak, forcing more turnovers, being a disruptive kind of defense that can take opportunities and limit opportunities from other teams' offenses is something that this defense needs to do.
That number, those stats are startling. Like, we think the Chiefs may not have the best defense in the league, but they have, what, statistically a top 10, top 5 defense with points against and yards against? If they could add takeaways to their game, they would have a real formidable. They could have a defense that protect not only protects their offense, but gives the offense a jolt by scoring on their own. And it's a defense that we think at all three levels has really good players. Like, Chris Jones is a Hall of Famer. Like, I've been hard on George Kolaftis this year. He's having a fine season. Nick Bolton is a good middle linebacker in the NFL. Trent McDuffie's one of the better corners. Like, it's astonishing to me. Astonishing to me how they don't seem to be able to turn anyone over. And
really quickly, and I think what's important, funny enough, I mean, the Chiefs and the Broncos have forced the same number of turnovers this year. Like, you would think that Denver, given their defense, would be a team that forces a lot of turnovers. The drastic difference is Denver leads the NFL in sacks. So they don't force turnovers, but if you get a sack on second down, and now it goes from second and 5 to third and 13, that's a big kind of play that's going to result in a punt the way that we've seen with Denver's defense. Denver has 49 sacks this season. The Chiefs have 22 sacks this year. So let me talk about a big difference in the two defenses. So even though Denver's defense, also like you, doesn't force a lot of turnovers, the fact that they get off the field by generating so much pressure is able to mask the fact that they are not a takeaway ball hawking kind of defense.
That's true. I imagine there is probably a connection between pass rush and turnovers.
For sure.
Daniel Jones was trying to give you a couple yesterday. The Chiefs just didn't take advantage, but you'll notice Daniel Jones started to try to give them away late in the game when the pass rush was a little bit more formidable. But it is, you're right. Their sack numbers are really bad. It's the takeaway number is crazy. Also, I know we need to get back to the Chiefs. The Jets have won all season.
The Jets are minus 13 in the turnover differential. They have 14 turnovers and they have forced one turnover so far this season. We'll explain why I think the Jets are the worst team. So Mitch came on here and said, hey, this team needs to force more turnovers. This team needs to take the football away. I think everyone would agree with that. He also mentioned this in something that the Chiefs need. They need more explosiveness in special teams.
There's got to be a return here. We haven't seen a return like Remigio last year in the playoffs had the 63-yarder and the 41-yarder. We haven't seen that yet this year. In fact, we've had tons of penalties on it. But there's, I think, and especially a game like this where you're looking for any little thing on a short week to help make a significant play. We know how good Dallas' special teams are. Who's going to give a spark? Is that a block kick? Is that a big return? Set up field position? Try to give you draw card. Hey, give me a draw card, and the draw card's an ace. That hasn't happened yet this year in special teams, and hopefully that'll happen soon. Pierce could do that. We've seen him do that, yes, in his career as a returner.
If I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, I am making a change at kick and punt returner. I like Nico Remigio. It was a great idea, and there was a time where I thought Nico was an improvement over what you have and earned the job and needed to get on the field. I think that time is over right now if you are the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think that the Chiefs just, they need more in the return game than what they're currently getting from Nico Remigio. I don't think that Damian Pierce is coming here to get carries or be a RB1 kind of type. I think the Chiefs are making an evaluation of their team and what they could possibly need. And I think the Chiefs are going to get Damian Pierce so he can start doing kick and punt returns. I think you need it. Look at Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo has Ray Davis doing it. That's their second string running back there. Now with the rules, with how important it is, you got to think now. You'll get 4 or 5 chances a game at a kick return and an opportunity to potentially flip the game. Or not just flip the game, but get a 30-yard kick return. You start the ball at the 45-yard line, and now 2 first downs put your team in a position to kick a field goal. I mean, that's what we're talking about right now. I mean, where we are from a field position standpoint. So to me, this team just, they need more explosiveness, a lot more explosiveness in the return game. So if you can go get Damian Pierce to be a kick return kind of guy for this team as an upgrade over Nico Remigio, that's a no-brainer to me, in my opinion, Rob.
I mean, it's also, I mean, we know how difficult this offense is, or at least, you know, based on the amount of snaps and, you know, time on the field rookies get, looking at you, Breshad Smith. I would imagine if you want Damian Pierce to hit the ground running and make an immediate impact, special teams is probably the place that's going to happen. Like, on a short week, he got signed yesterday. Let's say he's in town late last night. You think with three walkthroughs, they're putting him in at real running back? Probably not. I mean, they don't play anyone young, let alone at running back. So I think at least in the immediate, special teams is a spot where Pierce can make the biggest impact. I do think, though, as the season goes on, he has a chance to earn some snaps at running back because, as we talked about earlier in the show, anyone but Clyde Edwards-Helaire. If they signed you to play running back, cool. Anyone but Clyde. Anyone.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire has touched the ball 9 times this season and gotten 22 yards. I want Clyde Edwards-Helaire as far away from the football as humanly possible. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I just, giving him the ball is a negative. It's just, you're not doing anything. So no, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. I don't want Clyde touching the ball anymore this season and Nico Remigio. I just find something for Tyquan Thornton to do to help you in the return game. Find something for Damian Pierce. You gotta have somebody that can give you a little bit of juice in the return game. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes I periodically refer to this list because I think it's really important to do. The Chiefs last season had 6, or 2 seasons ago now, 2024, had 6 playoff captains. The playoff captains were L'Jarius Sneed, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, Harrison Butker, and Tommy Townsend. Now, 2 of those guys have gone on and play for different teams now. I think we all know who the foundation is for this team. It's owner, general manager, head coach, and they have about 4 or 5 guys that have been here through all of it. They have been a part and been major parts of the winning and success that they have had as an organization. Those 4 people are near the top of the list. Harrison Butker, who has been the 2nd best postseason kicker, maybe all time, in the National Football League. Chris Jones, who was a 1st ballot Hall of Fame defensive player. Patrick Mahomes, who has already set himself up as an undeniable top 5 quarterback in the history of the sport, and Travis Kelce, who is arguably the best player ever at his position. That has been the foundation of why Kansas City has been so good over the last 7-8 years or so. All 4 of those guys that I just mentioned played a major significant role in why they won on Sunday. Patrick Mahomes and this offense got off to a really, really slow start. After the Kareem Hunt fumble, when the Chiefs got the ball back, the remainder of the game, Patrick Mahomes was 11 for 17 with 160 yards passing and 22 rush yards. I don't care that he didn't throw for a touchdown. It does not matter to me. I don't care. He threw for 350 yards, and when they needed plays late to be made, Patrick made them. It was 3rd and 13 in overtime. You have to get a first down. They got a 31-yard pass from their quarterback, and then they had another big play in the overtime to set them up for the field goal. Harrison Butker, who was spotty at times this season, made all 5 of his field goal attempts, and they needed every single one of them. A missed extra point, a missed field goal. You lose this football game. He made every single kick. This wasn't a big Travis Kelce day. He didn't have the 7 catches for 100-something yards. But I really think that him going over to Kareem Hunt when he has that fumble and openly put his arms around you, we need you, keep your head in the game, that's the kind of leadership that I think people wanted Travis to show in the beginning of the season when he was going through something. Chris Jones was great yesterday. It might not show up in the stats. He didn't have 11 tackles, didn't have 3 sacks, didn't have one of those kind of games. But getting the crowd into it, getting his guys into it, rallying around the defense, creating pressure, it is undeniable to me the impact that Chris Jones had on the game. So I tell you guys this all the time. My commentary is always going to be directed towards the most important and highest paid players on the team. That's how you win these games. Sure, you need contributions from a Tyquan Thornton. You need contributions from a Jalen Watson who had a big pass breakup on a 3rd down. But how you win these games, how the Chiefs get themselves out of the problem that they have created, you get out of it with these guys. You get out of it by Patrick Mahomes being one of the better quarterbacks in the league. You get out of it by Travis Kelce performing, being a leader, coming up big in big-time spots. You get out of this by Rashee Rice having 100 yards receiving yesterday and having 2 of the biggest offensive plays for Kansas City. You get out of this because of Chris Jones setting the tone and setting the edge and help stopping the run and slowing down Jonathan Taylor. You get out of it because you didn't have special teams mistakes, at least when it comes to Harrison Butker leaving points on the board and missing kicks. Rob, their leadership in some ways got them into this, whether it was Kelce's fumble or Kelce's bobble ball against Philadelphia or a couple of red zone interceptions or lack of effort is what got them to this 5-5 desperate must win, need to win situation. It also pulled them out of the fire yesterday when the Chiefs were on the brink of losing it all in the 4th quarter against the Colts.
And I think, and maybe I'm just going out of my way to credit the show, so it goes. That's the job sometimes. That's why this show was hard on those players you mentioned that are foundational pieces earlier in the year for not only their on the field mistakes or lack thereof successes, but also we were hard on them for the off the field stuff. This show was hard on the little bump that Travis Kelce had with Andy Reid. You're a foundational piece. You need to be doing what you did on Sunday, grabbing a guy who's about to get down saying, no, man, we've been through this. We're going to be fine. We need more of that. The Chiefs are getting back to that. We have been hard on Chris Jones for, hey, man, where are the sacks? It seems like you're tired all the time. It seems like you're not producing the same level you used to. On Sunday, what was Chris Jones doing? He was an emotional and leader off the field, getting the crowd involved, and he was in a leader on the field, playing maybe his best game of the season on the heels of a great game against Denver. Patrick Mahomes, when the season was on the line, you are down to the Colts, and you are up against the shadow of your own goal line, and you need points, 3 to tie the game, a touchdown wins it. He has a big play to Rashee Rice. And then in overtime, big play to Xavier Worthy. Mahomes again. Thank you. Welcome back. Harrison Butker. We were hard on him. Hey, you can't kick in the landing zone. What are we doing here? Hey, you're missing all these kicks. What's going on? He was maybe the Chiefs' best offensive weapon yesterday with 5 field goals. When those foundational pieces, when those 5 are all clicking and humming, you would take the Chiefs against any group in the NFL. And that's why when they were struggling in weeks 3 through 10, this show was tough on those foundational pieces because we need you or this engine won't go.
For the first time, I would say this season, the Chiefs were able to overcome their mistakes and still figure out a way to win. The Chiefs were not perfect, and we've seen plenty of games where the Chiefs have not been perfect. We can go to playoff games. Remember the AFC Championship game against the Ravens? They had the big mistake by Mecole Hardman. Like, It's football. It's life. Something is going to happen. The Chiefs did not play their A game by any means on Sunday. That wasn't the best version of the Chiefs that we've seen so far this season. But what was different in this game than what we've seen in other games so far this season is usually the Jawan Taylor penalty that erases a touchdown. That's the reason why they lose this game. A Harrison Butker blocked extra point. A Harrison Butker missed kick is why you lose these games. A mistake from Travis Kelce ends up being the difference. The Chiefs had those same mistakes in this one. And when it was gut check time, when it was time to put all your chips in the middle of the table, in my opinion, if the Chiefs lose that game, they are not making the postseason. The Chiefs then go out defensively and lock in and get four consecutive three and outs. The Chiefs then lock in offensively and score 13 points on their final three possessions of the game to do exactly what you need to go out there and win the football game. So the Chiefs have certainly created their own situation, their own scenario, and put themselves behind the eight ball, whether it's in the wild card race or also in the division. But they also yesterday get a lot of credit for pulling themselves out of the fire and figuring out a way to win against one of the best teams in the National Football League. We'll talk more about that coming up at the top of the hour as we get to the top stories of the day. The Chiefs, they are 6-5 after beating the Indianapolis Colts. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.